And welcome, everybody, to this segment of the Captain's America radio show that is called Troop Talk Radio, Voice of the Troops, because not only is this interview that we're about to do played on the Captain's America radio show, but it's also replayed on Troop Talk Radio, Voice of the Troops, on the weekend, heard all around the country and around the world. Now, joining us right now from Bagram, Afghanistan, we have Major Stanton Trotter. He is a United States Army chaplain. And Chaplain Trotter, thanks for being on the program today, sir.
Well, it's a great pleasure to be here with you. Glad that we could connect this long distance via telephone.
Yeah, just like you're sitting in the studio with us. And I want to, Chaplain Trotter, I want to first give you an opportunity to say hello to everybody and anybody that's listening. Go right ahead, sir.
Oh, well, I know quite a few people, but the most important people would be my wife of almost 23 years, Lori Trotter, who I love very much, my two little girls, Sierra and Hannah, who are 7 and 5 years old, and I miss you very much, girls. And to all of my other family, I miss you very much, and it's good that you can hear my voice through this special interview today.
You bet, and we'll tell you at the end of the interview, after we finish the interview, how you can hear this and keep it for posterity. And folks, we're speaking with Chaplain Stanton Trotter. He's with the 82nd Combat Aviation Brigade, part of the 82nd Airborne Division out of Fort Bragg, North Carolina. His hometown is La Palma, California, and he's speaking to us live in Bagram, Afghanistan. Well, how long have you been in the military, Chaplain Trotter?
Oh, well, I've been in the Army a little over 20 years. I had 6.5 years enlisted. Then I did 3 years ROTC, 3 years seminary. I was in the reserves during that time, and then came back on active duty as a chaplain for about 12 years now.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. I knew that you'd been an enlisted man, and then I guess you went back and got your college education, which is always a good thing, while
yes.
Getting your commission. And the rest is history, and today you're enjoying a career as a chaplain. Now, the thing that I remember about my days in the military, and even my son has told me this, the chaplains do a lot of different things. It's not just all about religion and giving the soldiers an opportunity to share religion in the military. You are kind of like everything from a guidance counselor. I'll use that terminology because my son has told me that. From a guidance counselor to a father figure to a counselor to a military pastor as well. Is that correct?
You know, that's exactly correct. They're the equivalent of a civilian parish minister to our soldiers while we're deployed. You know, we're the only show in town, and so if it wasn't for chaplains, soldiers wouldn't have organized, ordained priests and ministers to do services. And so that's a primary duty that we have, especially while deployed, is providing for the religious needs, the free exercise of religion for our soldiers. But that's part of it. You're definitely correct. The other part of it is to be the counselor, the confidant, the person that gives guidance to soldiers. And so you're right on the money with that.
Yeah, well, I've got a good student that tells me that. That's my son, a career officer in the Marine Corps, currently back in Afghanistan on temporary assignment for the third time doing an investigation there. That's about all I know about that. But he had been a company commander, platoon leader, company commander, battalion commander before he got his last promotion. And folks, we're speaking with Chaplain Trotter, Stanton Trotter, live in Bagram, Afghanistan right now. He's with the 82nd Combat Aviation Brigade. Well, Chaplain Trotter, tell us about that unit you're with.
Oh, well, I'm blessed to be with a wonderful aviation brigade, and we provide aviation support for all of Regional Command East. If you were basically to look at a map of Afghanistan and just sort of look at the eastern portion, any helicopter that's flying in that area would be my soldiers, my aviators, and then all the people that support them, keep those helicopters flying, and the mechanics and everybody who inspects them, just anything that has to do with aviation. And so we have our soldiers at kind of in different places all throughout that area. And so I have chaplains chaplains that are at different places with our different battalion task force. And so I move about the battlefield to visit each of my six different chaplains that I supervise and make sure that they're doing outstanding ministry in the different places. But it's all, like I said, it's all over a big geographical area, and it's just a blessing to get out there and see, you know, close to 3,000 soldiers in our unit and the chaplains ministering and just doing wonderful things what our nation calls for us to do.
And folks, we're speaking today with United States Army, Major Stanton Trotter, and he's also a chaplain, Chaplain Trotter with the 82nd Combat Aviation Brigade, Bagram, Afghanistan. His hometown is La Palma, California. And I believe this is, what, your second deployment now to Afghanistan?
You know, this is my second deployment in Afghanistan. I was actually a battalion chaplain. I was here 10 years ago. My claim to fame is I was the first official chaplain that took up residence here in Bagram. There were some temporary ones that kind of came through with some of the special units early on. But I was a chaplain for an infantry unit out of 10th Mountain up at Fort Drum, and we were the first official sort of permanent unit that had a chaplain. And so I set up resident, and I had all the services, and I celebrated the first Easter service here 10 years ago. And then 10 years later, I'm back here again on the same airfield, although it has changed a lot in 10 years.
Yeah, very good. And I'm very familiar with the 10th Mountain Division up there, Fort Drum. We use their, a lot of their dust-offs because I originally was with a fire department, Oswego City Fire Department, and they were the closest helicopter to us when we had situations where we needed to have an evac. And, folks, we are speaking with Chaplain Stanton Trotter, talking to us live today from Bagram in Afghanistan. Well, the other thing is you were in the first Gulf War under commanding General Norman Schwarzkopf, who, by the way, was my company commander many, many moons ago in Vietnam when nobody knew anything about him. Used to call him the Bear.
Yes, I heard that nickname about him when I've seen him in interviews, yes. Yeah, I was prior enlisted in 82nd, and we'd only been in the Army 3 years or 2.5 years or so, and then got deployed all of the 82nd, went to the first Gulf War, and so I had that experience as a young enlisted man.
Now, Chaplain Trotter, a lot of folks that are listening to this program always want to send our military something, and they never know what the something is to send them. And I've talked to other chaplains before, and they've told me about the little coffee cafe things that they've got, and they like getting coffee from home, the Starbucks coffee, the Dunkin' Donuts coffee, that sort of stuff. So if our listeners are listening and they want to send something to your unit or to you personally, what is it we could send that you guys really want?
That's a great question. I'll tell you what. The beef jerky is always a big popular thing, and nuts, trail mix, and the good kind of like all natural, not the sugary coated things like that, but the all natural mixed nuts, any type of variety, pistachios, things like that. You know, a lot of people want to send something and they think candy. So, you know, we like the candy. We get a fair amount, but we could go for some good nutritious trail mix, mixed nuts, some beef jerky. Those are very popular and very much appreciated things as well.
And folks, we're speaking with Army Chaplain Stanton Trotter. He's over with the 82nd Combat Aviation Brigade, Bagram, Afghanistan, his second deployment over there. And you've also been to Iraq. And have you been to other places in the deployment area as well?
I've been to Iraq two different times. I was there for, interesting thing, I was here in Afghanistan for the invasion, and then less than a year later, I was in the invasion of Iraq, and so I did a full year tour of Iraq for the invasion, and then was home for about a year and almost a little less than two years, and then went back for what I thought was going to be another year deployment, but that got extended to 15 months. So I, between the two times in Iraq and two times in Afghanistan and the first Gulf War, I kind of feel like that's enough.
Yeah. Now, are you a short-timer over there? Are you coming back roughly around September? Is that what I understand, sir?
Yes, I guess it's all your perspective if you think September is a short-timer, because we like to think we're just kind of a little over the halfway mark, but we'll be coming home towards the end of September, yeah.
Yeah, well, we're hearing that some of the troops may come home sooner, but we don't know who the troops are, and, you know, one can only wish and pray that it might be yourself and your unit, because obviously you've done this a number of times, right?
That is correct. Well, I'll tell you this, that, you know, it's a very important mission over here. Everybody has an important mission, but being in an aviation, you know, combat aviation brigade, I'll tell you what, one of the crucial things over here is helicopter support, and so we will probably be towards the last people to get out of here when they start downsizing. And that's from a chaplain's perspective. I'm not the official Army spokesman, but from what I've seen is you need helicopters, and so they're not going to be reducing too many of our personnel leaving early.
All right. And, you know, I told you to begin with, we used to call the chaplains and the priests and the fathers, we used to call them padres back in the Nam, back in the day. And I got that, I guess, from my dad, because my dad was World War II, 82nd Airborne, jumped over Normandy. And he started that expression, calling them padres. So when I talk about the chaplains and this, that, and the other, he'd go, oh, yeah, Padre so-and-so. And he got a chance to meet our unit chaplain at one of the ceremonies or functions we had. I was in the 101st up at Fort Campbell, Kentucky. Uh-huh. And he walked up to him. It was so funny. He walked up and he says, hey, Padre, how you doing? Nice to see you. And shook his hand.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a funny story about that Padre. You know, the older I get, the more I do feel like a father to some of these young soldiers. And I was, you know, I counsel quite a bit of soldiers. And I was, when I finish up a counseling session, I often want to give some practical advice. And I was counseling with this young soldier, and she was 20 or 21 years old. And I was getting ready to give some advice. And I would oftentimes lead into it saying, Now, I'm not your father, but I'd like to give you some fatherly advice. And before I could give the advice, the young soldier, she turned to me. She said, well, that's okay, Chaplain. You're clearly old enough to be my dad, so go ahead.
Well, Chaplain Trotter, I want to give you one last opportunity before we go to give a shout-out to everybody and anybody that's listening. And keep in mind, the podcast of this show and this interview will be available later, so it'll be out there for the world to hear.
Okay, well, once again, I just want to say a special hello to my wife of almost 23 years, Lori Trotter, who's there in Fayetteville, North Carolina, and my two daughters, Sierra and Hannah, and then also all of my family who lives out in Southern California, my parents and my brother and sister, and all of the extended family that's out there, and then all of course, my wife's family, her parents are living in down in Florida, and so just say a special hello to them, and then all of her extended family that lives up in Northern Virginia as well. God bless all of you. Appreciate your support.
All right, very good. And folks, we've been speaking today with United States Army Major Chaplain Stanton Trotter, 82nd Combat Aviation Brigade, Bagram, Afghanistan, hometown La Palma, California. And I got two words for you, Chaplain. You ready?
I am right. Go ahead.
Stay low.
Stay low, I will.
All right, folks, the Captain's America Radio Show, Troop Talk Radio, Voice of the Troops, continues. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.